This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with news. Our top stories first. President Bidya Devi Bhandari seeks firm action against caste discrimination and untouchability. Nepal refutes baseless news on origin of mutant strain of coronavirus, and India orders 300 million unapproved COVID jabs. Now, the news in detail. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has said that the caste discrimination and untouchability is a crime against social, moral and human dignity. Expressing best wishes on the occasion of National Day for the elimination of racial discrimination and untouchability, President Bhandari said that there should be a firm action against caste discrimination and untouchability. In her message, President Bhandari recalled that Nepal's constitution and law completely prohibited caste discrimination, exclusion, deprivation and violence. The Embassy of Nepal in London said that its serious attention has been drawn to a news report carried out by the UK-based Daily Mail newspaper on June 3rd regarding a baseless claim about the origin of a mutant strain of SARS-CoV-2 in Nepal. Issuing a press release, the Embassy of Nepal in London said that the variants of concern identified in Nepal so far are Alpha and Delta, both of which did not originate in Nepal. According to the embassy, the World Health Organization has rebutted the origin of a new variant in Nepal, stating that the prevalent variant currently in circulation in Nepal is Delta. Likewise, embassy stated that it has sent a letter to Daily Mail refuting the baseless news and requesting to correct it. The US government has announced to provide the COVID-19 vaccines to various countries, including Nepal, under the COVAX facility. Around 25 million vaccines would be provided to various countries across the globe, while the Asian countries, including Nepal, would receive 7 million vaccines. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, in a tweet yesterday, expressed gratitude to the American President and Vice President for the U.S. government's decision to provide vaccines to Nepal. Additional 9 corona-related deaths have been reported in Banke, Kanchanpur and Parsa district. According to District COVID Crisis Management Center's focal person Tejwali, 4 more deaths have been confirmed in 2 hospitals of Banke district. Similarly, 3 corona-related deaths have been confirmed in Birganj of Parsa district and 2 deaths have been reported in Kanchanpur district. The weather is predicted to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country and in Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers is likely to occur at 1 or 2 places of the hilly region of the country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. India has ordered 300 million doses of an unapproved coronavirus vaccine amid a devastating second wave. The federal government in a statement said the unnamed vaccine from Indian firm Biological E is in phase 3 trials and had showed promising results in the first 2 phases. The $206 million order is the first India has signed for a jab that has not received emergency approval. This comes as the country struggles to speed up its lagging vaccine drive. India has administered just over 220 million jabs so far, although much of its 1.4 billion population is now eligible for the vaccine. Less than 10% of the country has received at least one dose of the vaccination, largely because of a severe shortage of doses. Although COVID case numbers have been dropping in India, but it is still adding more than 100,000 new cases a day. It has recorded more than 340,000 deaths from the virus so far, but experts say the number is vastly underestimated. Pro-democracy activist Chow Hang Tung has been arrested by Hong Kong police on the 32nd anniversary of the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Mrs. Chow is a vice chairwoman of the Hong Kong Alliance, which organizes annual vigils for the victims of Beijing's deadly crackdown on democracy protesters. She has been arrested for promoting unauthorized assembly. It comes as Hong Kong has banned the vigil for the second year running, citing coronavirus restrictions. Hong Kong and Macau are the only places in Chinese territory where people can commemorate the deadly 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy protesters. But this year, authorities in Macau also banned the vigil for the second year in a row, saying it would violate local criminal laws. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to ban Americans from investing in dozens of Chinese tech and defense firms with alleged military ties. The new executive order will come into effect on 2nd August, hitting 59 firms, including communications giant Huawei. The list of firms will be updated on a rolling basis. It expands an order previously issued by former President Donald Trump. Even before the official announcement, China suggested it would retaliate. Under the new order, U.S. investors will be banned from buying or selling publicly traded securities for other companies, including the China General Nuclear Power Corporation, China Mobile Limited, and CoStar Group. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari seeks firm action against caste discrimination and untouchability. Nepal refutes baseless news on origin of mutant strain of coronavirus. And India orders 300 million unapproved COVID jabs. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.